The Book of Ezekiel from the New American Bible. Call of the Prophet. Chapter 1. The Vision. God on the Cherubim. In the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was among the exiles by the river Chebar, the heavens opened, and I saw divine visions. On the 5th day of the month, the 5th year, that is, of King Jehoiakim's exile, the word of the Lord came to the priest Ezekiel, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar. There the hand of the Lord came upon me. As I looked, a storm wind came from the north, a huge cloud with flashing fire, enveloped in brightness, from the midst of which, the midst of the fire, something gleamed like electrum. Within it were figures resembling four living creatures that looked like this. Their form was human, but each had four faces and four wings, and their legs went straight down. The soles of their feet were round. They sparkled with a gleam like burnished bronze. Their faces were like this. Each of the four had the face of a man, but on the right side was the face of a lion, and on the left side the face of an ox, and finally, each had the face of an eagle. Their faces and their wings looked out on all their four sides. They did not turn when they moved, but each went straight forward. Each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit wished to go, there they went. They did not turn when they moved. Human hands were under their wings, and the wings of one touched those of another. Each had two wings spread out above, so that they touched one another's, while the other two wings of each covered his body. In among the living creatures, something like burning coals of fire could be seen. They seemed like torches moving to and fro among the living creatures. The fire gleamed, and from it came forth flashes of lightning. As I looked at the living creatures, I saw wheels on the ground, one beside each of the four living creatures. The wheels had the sparkling appearance of chrysolite, and all four of them looked the same. They were constructed as though one wheel were within another. They could move in any of the four directions they faced, without veering as they moved. The four of them had rims, and I saw that their rims were full of eyes all around. When the living creatures moved, the wheels moved with them, and when the living creatures were raised from the ground, the wheels also were raised. Wherever the spirit wished to go, there the wheels went, and they were raised together with the living creatures. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Over the heads of the living creatures, something like a firmament could be seen, seeming like glittering crystal, stretched straight out above their heads. Beneath the firmament, their wings were stretched out, one toward the other. Each of them had two covering his body. Then I heard the sound of their wings, like the roaring of mighty waters, like the voice of the Almighty. When they moved, the sound of the tumult was like the din of an army, and when they stood still, they lowered their wings. Above the firmament over their heads, something like a throne could be seen, looking like sapphire. Upon it was seated, up above, one who had the appearance of a man. Upward from what resembled his waist, I saw what gleamed like electrum. Downward from what resembled his waist, I saw what looked like fire. He was surrounded with splendor. Like the bow which appears in the clouds on a rainy day, was the splendor that surrounded him. Such was the vision of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.